Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Cheerful Little Earful was written by Harry Warren, 1930, lyric by Ira Gershwin. And I'm going to chase that composition to begin with in the program today. First to perform it, Jackie Kane and Roy Crowell, 1955 for Storyville. Crowell on piano and Jackie Kane singing, and Roy also. Guitarist Barry Galbraith is here, Bill Crow bass, and Joe Morello, for all of you Brubeck fans, is here with him shortly before he joined Brubeck. Jackie and Roy, 1955, Storyville Records, Cheerful Little Earful.
We love it, something fearful. This cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks go down, things slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get praise, but as a pet phrase, it will always do. Ooh-ya-coo-it, bob-shaboo-it, make me happy, come on and do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known you. Boo-ba-doo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo
Jackie and Roy, 1955 for Storyville Records. And that means Jackie Kane and Roy Crowell. Crowell playing the piano as well. Barry Galbraith on guitar. Bill Crow string bass. And Joe Morello on the drums. Now to compare, back at the time it was written by Harry Warren and Ira Gershwin, 1930, the first performance that I know of, was Seeger Ellis to sing for you and his orchestra, Cheerful Little Earful. Interestingly enough, the Dorsey brothers are here. Jimmy, usually playing an alto and or clarinet, plays the trumpet here, as does his brother Tommy, and then Tommy plays the trombone a little later. Rube Bloom is on the piano. Seeger Ellis for you, 1930, Cheerful Little Earful.
I'm growing tired of lovey-dove theme songs that 50 million pianos bound. And in an age where these radio scream songs, I only want one phrase around me. There's a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful, here's the well-known I love you. Stocks may go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase. Oh, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, 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 poo-poo-roo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it, with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Thank you. gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful, here's a well-known I love you. Stock the goat down, business slow down, put the milk on, honey, flow down, with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public had praised, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, 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 boop-a-roo it, soft and cue it. Make me happy, you can do it, with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
That's fun to hear the Dorsey brothers playing a trumpet duet. Tommy also on trombone, Rube Bloom piano, and Seeger Ellis leading the band and singing. 1930 for Columbia Records. Cheerful, a little earful. This is The Art of Jazz. A pleasure for me to be with you. Now a little bit about Bix Beiderbecke, early young man with the horn, romantic character, wonderful cornet player and pianist. And I'm going to chase his composition, Davenport Blues. He wrote it about his hometown, Davenport, Iowa, maybe because he was anxious to get away, as young kids are, you know, from the nest, so to speak. I'd like to start with Jimmy McPartland and his jazz band, 1953 for Brunswick. McPartland here on trumpet. McPartland, well, it tells you that Marion McPartland, you just heard her on KPLU. Jimmy, her husband, for many years, was, of course, in awe of Beiderbecke. And when Bix left his original band called the Wolverine Orchestra in 1924, he asked McPartland to play in his place. Must have been something for him. Here's Jimmy and his jazz band, 1953, and Bix Beiderbecke's Davenport Blues. Jimmy McPartland leading his band and playing the trumpet and Davenport blues. With him, Cutty Cutshall trombone, Bill Stegmeier on clarinet, Ernie Caceres baritone saxophone, Dick Carey piano, George Barnes guitar, Sandy Block string bass, and George Wetling on the drums. 1953 for Brunswick. Now the original for Jeanette Records, Bix Beiderbecke and his Rhythm Jugglers. Beiderbecke and his Rhythm Jugglers, 1925 in Richmond, Indiana, for the Jeanette Record Company. Davenport Blues, Bix Cornet, Tommy Dorsey Trombone, Don Murray Clarinet, Paul Mertz on piano, and Tommy Gargano playing the drums. In 1959, Bill Russo, who had been arranging for Stan Kenton for some time, put together his own orchestra for Columbia Records and did an arrangement of Davenport Blues, and here it is. Thank you. Russo and his orchestra, 1959 for Columbia Records, and Russo's arrangement of Big Spiderbeck's Davenport Blues. Donald Byrd, trumpet, and Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombone, Hal McCusick on alto, Frank Socolo, tenor, Teddy Charles, vibes, Mal Waldron, piano, George DeVivier, bass, and Eddie Shaughnessy playing the drums. And strings and double reed instruments and so on. Bill Russo. The lineage of the young man with the horn, the romantic idea of the young guy who goes out and plays and is wonderful what he does, pretty much works Bix Spiderbeck, Bunny Berrigan, Chet Baker, all extremely lyrical players who consumed much too much of life and left us far too early. But that's part of the romance of it, I think, in a way. Bunny Berrigan now, 1938. His trumpet, his orchestra. Actually, on the label, it says Bunny Berrigan and His Men. Victor Records, their version of Davenport Blues. To be followed by their version of In a Mist, which was a piano composition by Beiderbecke. And the arrangers in this band really do a spectacular job, I think. They are Ray Conniff, trombonist, who later made a name for himself in the 1950s with the Ray Conniff Singers and his arrangements for them and for an orchestra. And the pianist, Joe Lipman, who is here in Berrigan's band in 1938, playing the piano. And I'll mention the others as when we get through. Bunny Berrigan, Davenport Blues, 1938, followed by In a Mist. Thank you. Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra and his trumpet, 1938, for Victor Records, Davenport Blues and In a Mist, both by Bix Beck. Berrigan and Irv Goodman playing trumpets, Ray Conniff trombone and arranging, Murray Williams and Gus Bavona on clarinet and alto, Georgie All tenor, Joe Lippmann piano and arranging, Hank Whalen string bass and Buddy Rich on the drums. Now the original of Beiderbecke at the piano, done 1927 for OK Records. Beiderbecke, by his own admission, was very much interested in the impressionists of the piano. Claude Debussy, Maurice Ravel, and others. And here's Bix, 1927, at the piano, his composition, In a Mist.
Thank you.
Bix at the piano, Bix Beiderbecke, in performing his own composition, In a Mist, 1927, September, for OK Records. I'd like to do a little bit of drummer Sid Catlett, starting with his work on drums with pianist, vocalist, composer Roosevelt Sykes, 1940, for Decca.
I'm a sweet root man. Just try this potato of mine. I'm a sweet root man. Just try this sweet potato of mine. I don't mind you filming, baby, but don't get tangled up in my vine. I know you must be a stranger, and you don't know who I am. I know you must be a stranger, and you don't know who I am. All the girls in the neighborhood will tell you about my yellow yam. But tell them something mighty sweet, and it ain't little like a string. This potato I'm talking about, oh boys, it ain't little like a string. A lady tried it the other day and said it was a mellow thing. It's the sweetest thing in the garden, sweeter than the English peach. It's the sweetest thing in the garden, sweeter than the English peach. When I get ready to serve my sweet potato, I don't get out on my knees. This sweet potato I'm talking about is sweet. It certainly has reason to do. This potato I'm talking about is mighty sweet, and it certainly has reason to do. Baby, if you ever try, you won't wanna turn it loose. I want wonder would you take that chance with me? Cool, calm, and collected, describe her beauty. Women nowadays will try to tell you white is black. Women nowadays will tell you that white is black. To find a good woman, just like buying a pig in a sack. But I'm feeling all right, with plenty of love to give. Said I'm feeling all right with a plenty of love to give. With no more worries, oh boys, I'm just getting ready to live.
Roosevelt Sykes, known as the Honey Dripper, playing piano and singing, and Sid Catlett brushing on the drums beautifully. 1940 for Decca, Yellow Yam Blues and Ups and Downs Blues, both by Sykes. From 1940 now to 1945, when Catlett was working in Dizzy Gillespie's All-Star Band for Guild Records. And it says something, of course, for Catlett that he was able to move comfortably from one style to another and make everybody happy. In fact, that's exactly what Gillespie told me when I interviewed him a number of years ago. 1945, Dizzy had Charlie Parker on alto and Dizzy, of course, on trumpet, Al Haig on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. Two selections from that get-together, Salt Peanuts, written by Gillespie and drummer Kenny Clarke, and Hot House by Tad Dameron, based on Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love.
Salt peanuts. Thank you.
Sidney Catlett with Dizzy Gillespie and his All-Stars, 1945 for Guild Records, Salt Peanuts and Hot House. Dizzy, trumpet, and Bird, Charlie Parker, playing alto, Al Haig, piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Sid Catlett drums. And it's quite something to be able to play, you know, conveniently and for everybody, and Roosevelt Sykes, get together, just the two of them, playing brushes, and then they're soloing and doing the rhythms that had been developed pretty much by Kenny Clarke's work on drums. And just doing that, I mean, having the talent to do that. In 1947, Catlett was playing with Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars, and they made a wonderful concert at the Symphony Hall in Boston in the last day of November of 1947 and recorded by Decca. Lewis playing the trumpet and singing, Jack Teagarden and trombone, Barnaby Guard clarinet, Dick Carey coming in, substituting for Earl Hines, the regular pianist who couldn't make it on time for the show, Arvel Shaw playing bass, and Catlett on drums.
Thank you. Just direct your feet on sunny sides. Can't you hear that bit of bad bell? The happy tune is yours that many. Life can be so sweet. Arms and his eyes. I used to walk in the shade with those blues of the way. But I'm not afraid, baby. My rover crossed over. If I never ever said this, I'll be rich and I'll be poor. With gold dust at my feet, arms and his eyes. Grab your coat, grab your hand, leave your worries on the doorstep, baby. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street, baby. Can't you hear that bit of fun? Oh, the happy tune is yours and theirs. Life can be so sweet. Oh, arms and eyes. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the red. Now, mama, now I'm not a friend. My mama. If I never sing, I'll be rich and long, long. Gold dust at my feet, on the sun is I'll be. Thank you.
That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go.
To spend one night with you, and I'll hold rendezvous and reminisce with you. That's my desire.
Mine too.
To meet where gypsies play, down in that dim cafe. We'll oh, that's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine.
A little mission bell.
I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your chops all wrapped up amongst mine. You hear you whisper low, doggone, it's time to go. Darling, I love you so.
I'll always love you.
Baba says, oh yes,
that's my desire.
Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars, Symphony Hall, Boston, the 30th of November, 1947, for Decca Records. Well, as part of a package about Sid Catlett, who was brilliantly playing the drums there. Louis trumpet and vocal, Jack Teagarden trombone, Barney Bigard clarinet, Dick Carey piano, Arvil Shaw bass, Catlett drums, and Velma Middleton doing some singing for you. What'd they do? Steak Face, a feature for Catlett. On the Sunny Side of the Street by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. High Society by New Orleans bandleader Armand J. Perrone. And very much a New Orleans presentation. Of course, Louis was from there. Or the drum roll off and the trumpet call to attention and for the marching band of that. And That's My Desire, written by Carol Loveday and Helmy Kressa. sung to you by Velma Middleton and Louie. Sid Catlett, a very special drummer, as I said, being able to function so well in so many different areas. Now for longtime listener Bill in Chicago, who wanted to hear this specific record and part of it, we will hear now of Kenny Burrell, guitarist, his introducing album in the LP era. That would happen, introducing, and then the name of the person for the first time being a leader of a band for the specific record company, in this case, Blue Note. 1956, Burrell on guitar, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Kenny Clark on drums, Candido on conga.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kenny Burrell, his introductory album for Blue Note, 1956, with him, Tommy Flanagan at the piano, Paul Chambers bass, Kenny Clark drums, and Candido on the conga. This time, The Dream's on Me, written by Harold Arlen, 1941. Fugue and Blues by Burrell, and Tequila by Burrell.
Coming down the line, she was loaded in front, she was bounded behind. Flavor dropped down. Oh, I don't feel welcome now. Now I'm going to get me a woman for the brain you ain't coming now. Went to the barber shop to get me a shine, say. Go away, dog, it to that. Go down the line, babe, I drop down. Oh, I don't feel welcome now. Now I'm gonna get me a woman for that brand new incoming now. My old lady has jog of mindset. Go away, son, you can't play the line. I drop down. Oh, I don't feel welcome now. Now I'm gonna get me a woman for that brand new coming now. Drop down. Oh, I don't feel welcome now. Now I'm gonna get me a woman for the brand new coming now. Well, I'm young and dumb, old West End. When women out down the place. Sex of men, leave our drop down. I don't feel welcome now. Now I'm going to get me a woman for that brand new coming, yeah. Don't look something mean. Holy cotton, they ain't got no peanuts. Tell me how about it. Yeah, tell me how about it. Tell me about it. Miss Jones, all right with me. Evan Brown, gone to 19. Old to the left, and Miss Storm and Jen. Now tell me how about it. Yeah, tell me how about it. Tell me about it. Miss Jones, all right with me. So tall, no, he's kind of low. Everybody in Brown say he got plenty of dough. Now tell me how about it. Yeah, tell me how about it. Tell me how about it. Miss Stone's all right with me. You're out of the field, give a hand out of room. Ask for a little money, say, boy, share them you. Now tell me how about it. Yeah, tell me how about it. Tell me how about it. Miss Stone's all right with me. Living country, Miss Robin in town. Soon as mom, Miss Robin hit that black line. Now tell me how about it. Yeah, tell me how about it. Tell me how about it. Miss Jones, all right with me. Sam ain't in any rum jammed on the truck. Memphis, why and all people stuff. Now tell me how about it. Yeah, tell me how about it. Tell me how about it. Miss Jones, all right with me.
Sleepy John Estes, 1940 in Chicago for Decca Records. Two by him, Drop Down and Tell Me How About It. He's playing the guitar and singing for you. On harmonica, Robert Lee McCoy. On the washboard, Arthur from Alabama. I'd like to bring you some Jimmy Rushing, a great singer in this art. This is an unusual gathering for him, when he got together with Dave Brubeck, 1960 for Columbia. Brubeck, of course, on piano, Paul Desmond on alto, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on drums, and Jimmy Rushing singing. And it's unusual only in that Rushing had come out of the Kansas City style and eventually with Basie for lots of things, which we will hear next. But, and to then record with Brubeck, who at this time was considered by some to be in the leading edge of the art. And so the combination turned out to be quite wonderful. We will hear there'll be some changes made, an old one by Benton Overstreet and Bill Higgins, and My Melancholy Baby from way back, 1912, by Ernie Burnett and Mabel Burnett. Here, Jimmy Rushing and Dave Brubeck Quartet.
There's a change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long tone for a little short man. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. In the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. What will be different, my talk and my name? Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long talk for a little short fast. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made. Melancholy baby, cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your tears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too. To me, my melancholy baby, cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your tears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. Or else I shall be melancholy too.
Jimmy Rushing and the Dave Brubeck Quartet. A wonderful get-together. 1960, Columbia Records. There'll be some changes made. And Melancholy Baby, Paul Desmond alto and Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on drums as well. Now, Rushing with Count Basie. I chose two from 1937. The record company is Decca. We'll hear Pennies from Heaven, written by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke, and features Basie's piano and Rushing singing. And then Boo Hoo, written by Carmen Lombardo, lyric by Eddie Heyman, featuring Basie and Jack Washington's baritone saxophone, Rushing with some beautiful Buck Clayton trumpet behind him, and a solo on trumpet by Little Hurd out of the band Bobby Moore, playing his horn. Rushing with Count Basie, 1937, Pennies from Heaven, and Boo Hoo.
Thank you. I sit here and sigh, says I can't believe it's true, boo. I'll tell my mama on you. The little game that you play has made our baby all so blue. You left me in the dirt. You left me waiting at the church. Boo-hoo. That's why I'm crying for you. Someday you'll feel like I do, and you'll be boo-hooing too.
Jimmy Rushing and Count Basie, a couple from 1937, recorded by Decca Records. Pennies from Heaven, Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke wrote that, pretty much featuring Basie's piano and Rushing singing. And then Boo Hoo by Carmen Lombardo and Eddie Heyman, with Jack Washington's baritone sax solo, Rushing and Buck Clayton's trumpet work behind him. Bobby Moore, nice solo by him, a rare one, on his trumpet. Pennies from Heaven and Boo Hoo. Count Basie for Decca, 1937. Basie now, 1960 for Roulette Records. He redid some of his classics from the 30s. With the new personnel in the band, making it a different sound, of course, because that's what art's about, is you and me and the difference and so on. We'll hear Broadway by Henry Wood. Joe Newman solos on trumpet and Billy Mitchell on tenor saxophone. Count Basie for Roulette Records, 1960, and a remake of some things that he had done earlier with his 1930s band, that one, Broadway, featuring Basie piano and Joe Newman's trumpet and Billy Mitchell on tenor saxophone. Now, Down for Double. This is a rare one because it was composed by the guitarist in the band, Freddie Green. He played rhythm guitar, I don't know, I figured it out one time, I think 47 years with Basie, something like that. Almost as long as Basie had a band. And he wrote this, Down for Double, featuring Al Gray on trombone and Mitchell again on tenor. Freddie Green wrote that, and he's playing rhythm guitar in the band. It's called Down for Double. Al Gray's trombone, Billy Mitchell's tenor, Basie's piano. 1960. Part of a package that Roulette Records put out. And the rhythm section. The rhythm section is the pulse, the heart, I suppose. Although I don't want to say that everybody has that. You know, you play from your heart in the band, it would there. Rhythm section, Basie, piano, Freddie Green, guitar, Eddie Jones on that wonderful walking bass, and Sonny Payne on the drums. We'll hear three to finish this set of Basie 1960. Lester Leaps In, written by Lester Young and Count Basie for Lester, and his tenor, and featuring here, Frank Foster. Then one called Topsy, written by composer, trombonist, guitarist Eddie Durham, and features two tenor saxophonists selling us their wares, Frank Foster and Billy Mitchell. And then Jumpin' at the Woodside, a favorite hotel of musicians in New York, written by Basie and featuring Thad Jones on trumpet, Frank Foster on his tenor.
Thank you.
Count Basie and his orchestra, 1960, for Roulette Records. Three of them. Lester Leaps In, featuring Frank Foster, tenor. Topsy, featuring Foster and Billy Mitchell, tenor. Jumpin' at the Woodside, feature for Basie, Thad Jones, trumpet, and Frank Foster, tenor. The rhythm section, again, of that magnificent ensemble, Basie piano, Freddie Green rhythm guitar, Eddie Jones bass, and Sonny Payne on the drums. In 1927, that was Bobby Lee Cann playing kazoo and guitar, and Robert Cooksey playing harmonica, and Milt Eggers' 1927 hit, Ain't She Sweet, for Victor Records. Victor Records. What do I want to do? Oh, I'm going to do this. K-Star, Hollywood, 1946, going to sing for you for Lamplighter Records. We will hear St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy, After You've Gone by John Turner Layton and Henry Kramer. Behind her, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Milt Raskin piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Red Callender bass, and Zudie Singleton on the drums. Like I
dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Like mine, and you want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
K-Star, 1946 Hollywood, for Lamplighter Records. St. Louis Blues, W.C. Handy, and After You've Gone, Leighton and Kramer. Barney Bigard, who had spent so many years with Ellington, had retired in L.A., playing the clarinet. Milt Raskin, piano. Alan Roos, wonderful guitarist, who had studied with George Van Epps and had some time with Benny Goodman because of Van Epps and others. Red Callender, Mingus's teacher, playing bass. Zooty Singleton, New Orleans drummer, friend of Louis Armstrong. K-Star, 1946. That's Chase After You've Gone. Here, I won't tell you who it is. I'll tell you afterwards. Three versions for you from me of After You've Gone.
you used to say. You'd always love me in the same old way. Now it's very strange that you should ever change. Sometimes I think someone has stole your heart, tempted you away. But let me warn you, though we're miles apart, you'll regret someday. Now, after you've gone, let me cry. After you've gone, there's no denying that you feel blue, you feel sad. You've lost the best spell that you ever had. There'll come a day, don't you forget it. There'll come a day that you'll regret it. Someday, when you're sad and lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Thank you.
three versions of After You've Gone for you. Sonny Stitt, his tenor and his band, 1950 for Prestige Records. 1950 in Los Angeles for Good Time Jazz, Turk Murphy's jazz band, his trombone and vocal, giving us the verse and the chorus of After You've Gone. And 1934, Art Tatum, solo pianist, and his version of After You've Gone. Now, several of you have requested this record. It's not the songbook of Duke Ellington that Ella Fitzgerald did so well, but another that they did for Verve in 1965. And so, for your listening pleasure, Ella Fitzgerald singing with the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
I have almost everything a human could desire. Cars and houses, bearskin rugs to lie before my fire. But there's something missing. Something isn't there. It seems I'm never kissing the one whom I could care for. I want something to live for. Someone to make my life an adventure.
Something, a luscious
living love something. A daffodil, a rose, no matter where it grows, is such a lovely love something. A flower is the heart of spring that makes the rolling hillside sing. The gentle winds that blow gently, for they know a flower is a love something.
Drifting, dreaming.
gleaming through my solitude. Here in my seclusion, you're a blue illusion. Stardust gleaming, drifting, dreaming while I'm in an azure moon. Here in my seclusion, you're a blue illusion.
boat.
Ella Fitzgerald and the Duke Ellington Orchestra, 1965, for Verve Records. Something to Live For by Billy Strayhorn. A Flower is a Lovesome Thing by Strayhorn, and Fine Work on Tenor by Paul Gonzalez. And Azure by Duke Ellington. I'd like to end the program today with Joe Sullivan on piano, Walter Page bass, and George Wetling on the drums. Thank you. Joe Sullivan at the piano, 1952 for Epic Records, Walter Page bass, and George Wetling on the drums, and two rare Fats Waller compositions, Never Heard of Such Stuff, and There'll Come a Time When You'll Need Me, Joe Sullivan. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.